Right now, though, we got a little Grammy talk to get into.
The second biggest award show of the year traditionally is the Grammys. And it looks like that will continue as last night around 27 million people were tuned in to watch the Grammys, which ratings are up this year over the last couple of years. I have no idea why they would be. It seems like it's kind of the same thing every year. So you get a really new crop of heavy hitters that they all kind of seem homogenized to a certain point. But we talk about this every year. I'm one that will tune in just for the spectacle of it and to see some collaborations and to see the tributes and things like that. I think for award shows, like the Oscars bore me to death. Because there are too many awards, way too many awards that nobody cares about. And there are no real performances because you can't reenact a movie scene or anything. These people aren't singing. And so from an entertainment standpoint, this is about as good as it gets.
You know, I look at it. It starts at 7 o'clock. And if you even get involved in any of that red carpet crap that's going on before, you're looking at a five-hour investment.
Yeah, you are.
Because that damn thing is daunting. When you see it at 7 o'clock and you know that it's not going to be over until almost 11, which it classically runs late.
Yep.
That's the thing that bums me out. And traditionally, it starts a little slow. It takes a little bit of time to get going, to get to the real good stuff. But once you're in it, man, it's not bad. It's really not bad. The last two and a half hours go by pretty quick.
Especially if you do, I consume it.
I didn't. I did it in real time.
You did? Okay. Yeah. I consume it in the, I wait an hour.
That's the best way to do it because you can fly through it that way.
You do.
But
and
I just had nothing else going on. So I was
yeah,
just
if it's
at
on,
home,
yeah.
And it was on, so I dealt with it.
Yeah. No shame in that. But I enjoyed it last night. I really did. I thought James Corden was...
He was fine.
Yeah. Was he hilarious? No.
Was he annoying? No.
He had one bit, really underrated bit. Did you see him? I don't even know who the group was. So, you know, they have that round stage that's kind of like in the middle of the crowd, almost. Pentatonix sing out there.
Yeah.
And so this group got out there. I'd never seen them before, but they were dressed like all kind of emo punk and everything. And there were four of them. And, I mean, they were way out there wardrobe-wise. And they all walk out there and they're like, the Grammys gives us the opportunity to blah, blah, blah. And then the next guy's like, and you know, the reason music is so influential, and they go through all this and they all talk. And then on the end, there's this kind of fat emo guy.
Wearing this really weird out there Bowie type outfit.
Yeah, with this crazy hair. And I'm like, that's James Corden.
Yeah.
It was just,
he was just,
he didn't do anything.
Didn't say a word.
No.
Just stood there.
I thought that was the most subtle, funny thing of the night.
Yeah, I thought his, what is it, car karaoke or karaoke in cars, that bit is so played out and tired, but he had to incorporate that into the presentation, which was kind of a beating.
As he said, that was probably, he was contractually obligated to somehow cross-promote his own TV show.
Right.
And that was the way to do it. And they tried to do it in a way to make it at least palatable. And the thing about that is, here, hand me your audio cord over there, Mike. I wasn't going to play audio until the next segment, but since we're talking about this, might as well do it now. So he's got this little fake toy cardboard car that he's kind of walking around with. And if you look inside the windshield, which there is no windshield, it kind of looks like a little British car with the driver, with the steering wheel on the right side and all that. He grabs J-Lo. He sits right next to J-Lo, so they're in the car together. And then he grabs, who are the country star? Faith Hill and
Faith
Tim
Hill
McGraw.
And Tim McGraw.
Right, John Legend.
Keith Urban was around. Keith Urban was all over that damn presentation last night.
Let me tell you something about Keith Urban.
Really good guitar player.
Change your hairstyle. Dude, I know that, you know, once you got one you really like, go with it. It's been 25 years. And he has not changed that stupid haircut once.
And lay off the orange makeup, too.
How can you not get completely tired of that hair? God, it made me insane.
Hey, in country music, they keep things the same, Corby.
Yeah, I guess so. So they do the carpool karaoke.
Ryan Tedder, you want to come by?
He grabs all these people.
And listen, Neil Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. Step forward, Neil. Get in here. Anyone else, any other artists who... Keith Urban, get in here. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, come on, get over here. Come on, over you come, over you come. Come and get in. I mean, I figure since Neil Diamond's here, we've probably got the perfect song we could ever sing. Neil, what do you think?
I think we should do it.
All right, let's kick it off. Here we go. Would the Staples Center like to listen to some music? All right, here we go.
And of course, I have Sweet Hardline going through my head.
Get in here.
Sports.
All right, you ready? Neil, you kick us off. Here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
Where it began.
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
We're at the little ticket. But then I know it's growing strong.
So the thing that I couldn't figure out is whether or not they had a teleprompter in front of them.
With the lyrics?
Because I think they did. They were looking at it.
Because he kept throwing it to like, John Legend, it's your turn. And he would just kind of clap, you know.
I don't know the words,
and,
man.
And Faith Hill, take it away. And she'd go, da, 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 da. You know, like no one really knew what was going on. I'm like, how do you not know Sweet Caroline?
Reach out. Whipping me, touching you, sweet Caroline. Oh, 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 the time never seemed so good.
So good, so good.
It was a cute moment.
Yeah.
But it was a little painstaking to see that done again.
A little bit. It wasn't a high moment for me.
No, it wasn't. Of course, winner-wise, Adele cleaned house.
Hello.
She was the first person to get out there and sing. She did "Hello" before they even did the monologue or the whatever the routine from James Corden. She sings "Hello," and she ends up winning all five categories that she's nominated for. She swept
all the big ones.
I was surprised at that. I mean, not that she didn't deserve it. I get it. Whatever. She's huge. I can't believe Queen.
Right.
Mike.
She's not that big.
I can't believe that Queen Bee didn't take at least one of those. I thought she was going to get the last
man,
one.
Man, you could see this coming from 10 miles away, that this was going to be her big night and nobody else was winning anything.
I thought Beyonce had a chance to.
With Lemonade?
Man, that was a really, really high concept,
yes, I was
highly
really
thought of
that
record.
Didn't win Album of the Year or whatever the category is.
The thing is, if you find out that Adele is making a record and you know when it's going to be released, you might as well, if you're into that type of thing, like the
just put it on the
Taylor Swifts and Biebers of the world, those types of people, just sit one out because she's going to win. She did the same thing with her last record.
It was like 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, she's going to sell more than anybody else, and it's going to win all the awards. And man, the amount of people that it takes to make an Adele record, or the amount of people that it takes to make a Beyonce record. All the people that got up there when she did win Album of the Year, it's stunning. And that's like half the people that were involved.
Yeah.
I mean, like a couple of years ago.
What do those people do?
Dude, they need. Like when Beck won it a couple of years ago. Guess who got up there?
Beck.
Because he did it all. They have to have, with these artists, though, with these super mega hardcore selling 30 million record artists. You
it's
have
machine,
to have an army.
Man.
It is. It is a well-oiled machine. And if you don't have that amount of people, it's not going to be what it is. It won't be that successful. It just won't. You'd like to think that she needs a writer, a band, you know, and a good producer, and that's it. But, dude, there are 50 people up there.
She needs a band leader. She needs an orchestrator. She needs producers, associate producers, engineers. All of it.
When's the last time, and I didn't even think about this until it was over. When's the last time Best Rock Album was not even on TV? Think about what the Grammys used to be, all right?
On TV?
Yes. As far as rock and roll goes and what rock and roll meant to music and the Grammys and all that. They didn't even show Best Rock Album. That's where rock and roll is right now.
They only had, Best Rock Song or Performance?
Yes.
That was the only one they showed that had anything to do with rock and roll?
Yeah.
Well, what was the Best Rock Album? What won for that?
Cage the Elephant. Tell Me I'm Pretty. So go ahead and do your butthead.
I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Cage the Elephant.
Dude.
Really?
Don't. They're really good. You don't know.
Yes, I do. I've heard them.
They're really, really good, and they're even better. They are one of the best live bands you will ever
see. I've never seen them live. I've heard their music, and they're not for me.
Elephant.
That I understand. But I like them. They're for me, for sure. I really, really like them. Their front man is as good as any front man in rock and roll right now. I know you shake your head,
terrible.
But you don't know anything.
You
don't know any
Cannibal bands.
You don't know anything about it. Tell me your favorite song.
Snake.
I don't know any of them by name, but I've heard several of them.
No, you don't know.
Doesn't
a damn
he love
thing.
Animal bands?
Elephant. Snake.
Lobster.
I may be inclined to like animal bands, yes.
What were the other nominees in the category?
Radiohead.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Gojira, Panic at the Disco, Weezer.
Oh my God. My Morning Jacket.
No, they didn't make it.
That was a drop.
Bowie won a bunch of records for that terrible album that he did.
Easy. The last one?
That's awful.
Okay. This is where you and I differ.
Awful.
You can have your Cage the Elephant.
Elephant.
Wasn't his best, but it wasn't awful.
It had some really good gems on it.
It won because he died. Let's call a spade a spade.
Well, and also
here.
Think of the context of it. He wrote it knowing he was going to die.
That is true. That is true.
Okay, so he gets a little sympathy vote.
No, I don't have a problem with it. Give David Bowie all the love you want. No worries whatsoever. Best rock performance was won by 21 Pilots.
Who accepted the award in their underwear.
They got up there pantless.
This story, it starts in Columbus, Ohio. And it was a few years ago. And it was before Josh and I were able to make money playing music. And I called him up and I said, hey, Josh, you want to come over to my rental house and watch the Grammys? And he said, yeah, who's hanging there? I said, it's a couple of my roommates. Just coming to watch the Grammys with us. And as we were watching, we noticed that every single one of us was in our underwear. And seriously, Josh turned to me, and we were no one at that time. He turned to me and he said, you know, if we ever go to the Grammys, if we ever win a Grammy, we should receive it just like this.
And they did. They,
I
right
that
when
was
they got
really
off,
funny.
I did too. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Did you see who they were taking their pants off in front of? Dwight Yoakam. So they get out, and Dwight Yoakam is standing right there, and these dudes are ripping their pants off, and he looks to the side, and he kind of looks at the chick he's with, and is like, "The hell!" I mean, their ass is right in front of his face. It was really funny. That's a band too that a lot of people are like, "You have to go see them live." 21 Pilots.
I know nothing about them.
You would know one song of theirs that was really, really big this year. You know what? A guy that I may be turning the corner on.
Don't say Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran.
Oh my God! What's the matter with you? Bring back old Corby.
I didn't mind this at all.
What happened to old Corby?
I don't know. Bring him back.
He used to like Alice in Chains.
Look, you're responsible for him.
Hey,
bring
I just
him
said
back.
I like Cage the Elephant.
Find him. Bring him back.
Ed
Sheeran and 21 Pilots and Cage the Elephant.
Elephant.
Get this off.
This was pretty
that
cool.
Song
that is
awful.
He does this big loop thing, you know?
Oh, boy, that's never been done before.
I know. But it was a catchy song.
Oh. I heard that song on the Fallon or something, and I wanted to vomit.
SNL, right?
Yes, SNL.
Yeah.
Thank God that was taped. I could fly right through this ginger spare.
You know, there was a time when he would have known what he was listening to. What he's listening to here is dung.
I can't tell you
this.
There
was a time you would have known that, and now you don't.
I would have known what?
That this is terrible.
Like, I don't want to hear it from you. Please.
You're hearing it from me.
No, who only listens to the Turtles or whatever. Good God, man.
Turtles are better than that.
Right, yeah. If they said to me every year at the Grammys that we're not going to have any performances except one guy, and he's going to do it for 3.5 hours straight, he's going to cover everyone's songs.
I know who you're going to say.
Who? Because I would sign up for this and I would watch it every year.
Because this was a highlight for me, and you're going to go with GCJ, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Wow. Okay. I'm surprised.
If they told me that Bruno Mars was going to play the entire Grammys, like fill in for everyone, I would be fine with that. That guy is the gold standard that these Americas have for performance art.
He's pretty unoriginal, but he is incredibly, incredibly talented. And he's got that it factor.
Which you cannot even quantify.
Right.
I would never buy one record of his, yet I stare at him like, wow, this guy is a badass. And I know nothing about him. But every time I see him, whether it's at the Super Bowl or at things like this, I'm like, you're so much better than everybody else out there.
Dude can sing, too. When I loved how much live performing, actual performing there was on this, I didn't really notice any lip syncing.
No, you know, I mean, clearly there were so many mistakes that you couldn't even, you knew it was all live.
And if I'm in the Grammys engineering department film room this morning, I'm cringing.
I know.
We might need to get to that.
Yeah, let's
soon.
Get into that.
Next, we'll,
yeah, let's get into the big mistakes next.
All right, more Grammy stuff is on the way here prior to getting into the big basketball game Saturday night.
So they were, heavy into problems last night. On a technical side, it all kind of bottomed out during the Lady Gaga Metallica Moth to Flame song.
Which, if she ever wants to put out a metal record, it'll do great because she can sing that stuff. She's so good at everything
she does. Anything.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Lady Gaga.
And I saw she's going on tour today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they announced it, but no date here.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Houston and Oklahoma City, but not here.
Oklahoma City gets it, but we don't.
Yeah.
They get a lot now. Them in Tulsa with those new venues that they have. But, so, I don't even think it's worth playing, because it's hard to tell on radio. It's more of a sight thing with Metallica and Gaga.
Yeah, essentially the first half of the song, Hetfield's mic wasn't even on.
And they went to him on three different occasions for his verse,
yes.
And he was singing, and there was no sound whatsoever.
So Gaga let him share her mic, her wireless, with him, so it at least resembled the tune.
So
I think she ended up taking some verses that he wasn't supposed to because nobody could hear him.
Here's the weird part. If you were watching this on the webcast...
I heard about this, too.
It was all okay.
I don't know why.
I don't either. But he still couldn't hear himself through the monitors.
Right.
You could tell. He was like looking around going, hello?
Am I even on here?
Right.
Did you see at the end?
Oh, he threw his guitar.
No, he kicked his mic. Like, he kicked that mic, and that vintage Shure just hit the ground and shattered, I bet. And then he threw his guitar towards the back, and you saw the tech was kind of like not expecting it and tried to grab it, and he didn't grab it. It hit the ground.
Mm.
I don't know where he's going to find another guitar.
So it's worth playing the actual...
Yeah, they're hard to find.
Yeah, and how can he afford it?
It's worth playing the audio, because I have the good audio here.
Because
if you didn't hear it last night. So this is Metallica and Gaga together, and it was great.
Crank it.
You're going to have to bring it up.
She looked cool, too.
Oh, yeah, she did. She's wearing a Metallica half shirt, and, I mean, she was
Daisy
into
Dukes.
It, yep. Man. Woof, she was into it.
That was good fun.
So much fire, too. Everywhere. Fire.
Oh, damn, damn.
I mean,
God,
jumping from the drum riser down to the lower level where they're all singing through fire, which is engulfed Lars Ulrich.
So much fire.
But the big screw up happened with Adele, and this wasn't a technical issue. I don't even know what happened, to be honest with you. First off, I don't even know what she was singing.
Okay, what happened, and this is just in my best estimation, she's covering a new arrangement that I guess she and the band had come up with.
What song was this? Do you know, Mike?
I've never heard this George Michael song before. But it was really good. It's a really cool song. So what happened was, in my opinion, is the song starts with a single piano note just being repeated. But the thing is it's a bad pitch reference because the note falls in a weird part of the scale. So she didn't really have a solid tonic on the one pitch reference to go for her to know what key to sing in. I think she's a real feel person. I don't think she's very educated as far as knowing...
Right.
You know, music. I may be wrong. It's just kind of the impression I get. But she started probably about a half step off. And I was wondering, this sounds weird, but I kind of feel maybe this is what it is. And once the orchestra comes in, it'll make sense and resolve into the key. But man, when the orchestra came in, it was even worse.
So it wasn't her screwing up the lyrics.
No, it wasn't the lyrics, dude. All right. It was just a technical issue. No, it wasn't a technical issue. She picked the wrong note to start the song and stayed with it.
Okay.
Because I think her point of reference was that single piano note, but it fell in a weird part of the scale for her to lock in on what her note should be. And then she realized it once the orchestra came in, and it was terrible.
Well, you remember a year ago...
She stopped it.
You remember a year ago, she had the microphones fall into the piano.
Yep.
And she should have stopped then. Mm-hmm. So I dug this up from last year on Ellen's show. She was on the day after the Grammys. And listen to what she said. So this is 1 year ago today after the Grammy snafu.
And that wasn't bad either, because it really wasn't. It was, you could tell watching it at home, it was the sound.
If it wasn't live TV, I would have busted a joke.
Yeah.
But because it was TV, that's why I couldn't make it my own.
Yeah.
I couldn't make the disaster my own.
I was going to say, did you want to stop and start over?
No, next time I will. Yeah. Next time I have any sound issues, I am going to stop. I'm like, sorry, that's not working for me. If we have time to do it again, let's do it. Otherwise, bye.
Yeah. Well, I hope it happened.
Well, it did.
So it happened. So this is how she got back into it.
I don't even want to waste your time. Let's just see the my mind. I'm
Mr. Right. You're how out of pitch she is.
But if you're looking for you, fast love, fast love in your...
I know it's live TV, I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I can't do it again like last year. I'm sorry for swearing, and I'm sorry for starting again. Can we please start it again? I'm sorry, I can't mess this up for him. I'm sorry, I can't. I'm sorry for swearing, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry, Ken.
Who should say I'm sorry, Ken?
I don't know.
You got it! Woo!
So then she cranks it right back up, and they go through it. They go through the whole thing again.
And everybody is on their feet, and she nails it, and at the end of it, they panned to the crowd, and there was not a dry eye in that audience.
Yeah, it was a really cool moment.
Me included. That was powerful. And the fact that she redeemed herself, and the fact that everybody was supporting her.
Yeah,
knowing
and the thing
that,
is,
you know, that she screwed up, it doesn't matter.
Say what you want about Adele, but she is...
She's real.
Yeah, she's a real chick, you know? I mean, she's just a... She wasn't raised in that environment, you know? She just kind of found her voice, literally, and went with it. And she's just a normal chick who's struck it incredibly big.
By the way, Gaga, December 8th, AAC. Not where you got your information.
Oh, wow. Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
I thought, for sheer spectacle, I thought the Katy Perry thing... Okay, before all the technical glitches, I'm sitting there talking to my wife, and I'm like... We talk about the Super Bowl all the time and how they have to pull that off and, you know, pull the stage out there and get everything all ready to go in like 3.5 minutes. I don't understand. I know they have commercial breaks that are 7-8 minutes long. I don't know how they go from set to set here because it's
insane.
It's the Super Bowl on steroids.
Yep.
And, you know, they're jumping. They will do two songs per set. Like they did Metallica and Sturgill back to back. Metallica, Gaga, and Sturgill back to back. And they were on two different stages, but then they come back and they got to do like Katy Perry and Bruno Mars. And the Katy Perry thing, I have no idea what they did to make that look so cool. That was one of the coolest visual things.
It was confusing at first, but it all made sense towards the end.
She was inside of a little home, inside a fence, like a yard fence. And right. You can see her head over it. And then it just starts spinning in circles.
Well, the thing was, I think they were all just panels held by actors, dancers that were in, like, onesies.
Yeah, dude, it was incredible. Yep. And that song, you know, pop music. I hate pop music, but guess what? It's a hit. Like, you could just hear it. Great too.
Well, she looked drunk.
She may have been, but she looked great.
You know, one of those girls that looks great drunk.
She's fit.
Very. Who was the guy she was seeing?
Bob Marley's kid.
Was that a Marley?
Yeah. It is my desire.
Great. I said that. Julie goes, "Who is that?" I go, "Probably a Marley."
Like Isaiah Marley or something.
Steven or Rohan or...
There's a ton of them, dude.
I know it.
It was funny. I was driving to work and heard a Marley on KXT that I'd never heard of before.
Did you really?
Yes. Break down the walls to connect, inspire. Eh. Up in a high
place, liar. Time is ticking for the empire. And they're all dressed in white. It was visually really, really cool. The Bee Gee tribute was weird for a couple of reasons. One, it was mostly girls. Mainly, I guess you can't get guys that can sing that stuff. It's impossible to pull that off, right?
It's pretty hard.
To pull off the Barry Gibb part and then the harmonies. I mean, dudes can't do that.
You got to have more than one that can do it.
I mean, there's not enough. And so they just got a bunch of girls, young girls, to try to pull off the... see, like why didn't they get Justin Timberlake out there?
He was playing golf.
Man, so
that's right, he was. Well, you can tell by the way
I
use my
walk, I'm a woman's hair. No time to talk. I thought this was so sterile. And this is what's her name from Dallas. You may look the other way. We can try to understand. What's her name?
Pentatonics?
No, they're from Arlington.
I don't know.
What is this?
Demi Lovato?
Yeah, Demi Lovato.
Yeah. She was good. Well, they kept the camera on Barry a long time, didn't they?
Okay, that was the weirdest part, is they kept panning to Barry in that sleestack that he's married to.
They're just old.
No, they're trying to be young. That's the problem. The amount of work done on those two people has got to be $17 million.
You just don't understand show business.
No, yeah, I don't understand show business.
It's hard to let go of for these people, man.
Man, I know, but I felt so sorry for Barry because he can't let it go.
I know.
And he's trying to hang on to that hair.
Well, it's not like your favorite band's running around in Dockers and golf shirts, Rolling Stones.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But somehow they've done it with minimal plastic surgery.
You don't know that.
The facial reconstructive surgery, well, you can't tell.
You don't think Mick's had plastic surgery?
Dude, Mick is a leather-faced wrinkle farm. No, I don't think he's had anything done. I think he dyes his hair, but I don't think he does anything else. And Keith looks like hell. Ron Wood looks ridiculous. I don't think they've had any work done.
Who knows?
I think they dye their hair, and that's about it. Charlie Watts looks pretty legit. But
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it was just weird seeing those two. And he barely knew the lyrics to his own songs.
It was still cool to see the performance. I like the way they strung all those hits together. Okay, I know we probably got to go.
Yeah,
are we gonna do some cleanup at 6:30? Because
yeah.
I want to say something and acknowledge somebody right now.
Okay,
in good prime time. Congratulations to Little Maren Morris for her big win.
Yeah, local
her
gal.
Great performance with Alicia Keys.
Wow,
who came out there? She was out. Little Maren was out there by herself. Who's been doing this? She's like 25 or 6. She's been doing this since she was like 13, playing Fred's Cafe as a little girl.
Yeah,
and she goes out there and to do that tune with Alicia. She's by herself, looks fantastic, sounds great. And here comes Alicia Keys, this 17-year veteran of the industry with a badass,
she looked
freaking
incredible,
Angela
man.
Davis afro and this bell-bottom jumpsuit. And I was thinking, oh, no, Little Marin's just about to get swallowed, and I'll be damned. And she didn't stand damn near toe-to-toe with her.
She did, 100%.
It was awesome.
Now, I mean,
it was
she got so cool to see them performing
together.
She got overshadowed by the look of Alicia Keys, but anybody would have.
And Maren's like, you know,
1 foot two.
4'1".
But that was really cool. She gave a great acceptance speech, too.
Really? Yeah.
Whenever she won.
Perfect. She didn't look overmatched by the event or the moment whatsoever.
No. I know they had a big watching party locally here for her, too, with her family and friends.
She's going to be around a long time.
Yeah. Very cool to see.
Yep. So some cleanup at 6:30, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. We got a lot more. So her little buddy Adele had a big night last night. Hey, Adele. Hand me your cord over there. The speech that she gave at the end of the event was pretty cool just because her and Bay once, they seem to have a little relationship going on, or maybe it's a one-way relationship. So Beyonce's been up for Best Album 3 times, never won it. Adele wins every time she makes an album. And so Adele is like this Beyonce super fan. And so she was, and this was very genuine. This was not like some sort of, oh, look at me and look at how cool I am trying to be deferential when it comes to winning awards. She meant what she said when she was staring at Beyonce, who was very pregnant and 6 feet away from her.
And I'm very humbled and I'm very grateful and gracious, but my artist of my life is Beyonce, and this album for me, the Lemonade album, was just so monumental, Beyonce. It was so monumental and so well thought out and so beautiful and soul-bearing. And we
all... Whoa, whoa. You got that? Hello. Hello.
You guys have become shock jocks.
How is that on there?
Did you get that from your TV?
Yes.
It must have slipped.
Huh.
And they let that go?
Yeah, I heard a couple things that got through, but whatever.
Our light. And the way that you make me and my friends feel, the way you make my black friends feel, is empowering, and you make them stand up for themselves. And I love you. I always have, and I always will. Grammys, I appreciate it. The Academy, I love you. My manager, my husband, and my son. You're the only reason I do it. Thank you so much. Thank you very much to everybody.
Well, she started out saying that she can't, in good conscience, accept that award.
Right.
Like, I thought she was going to go down there and give it to her.
It kind of looked that way. I'm glad she didn't. That would have been weird, and Beyonce wouldn't have known what to do. By the way, the Beyonce thing, her song, which lasted a long time with the hologram, and...
That was a production, wasn't it?
Good God.
Was that?
Hey, are you pregnant or just fat?
She's pregnant, David.
Was that what people are calling weird about what she did? I didn't see her part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just very artsy for the first 90 seconds or more before she got out there and actually started singing, and her pregnant belly was exposed, and, you know, it was artsy. I did find the... When Adele won for Best Song, she gets up there. And look, this was not about Adele. She was up there with this guy who wrote the song Hello for her. She gets credit for it because they were all going to get a partial writing credit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure she added, like, hey, listen, I'm going to put a V in front of Booger right here. And she'll get credit for that. But the guy who wrote the song's up there. And so they get up there to give the acceptance speech, the two of them. And this is about him. And she, as cool as she is, she knows that. Okay, and here we...
One anywhere. Everyone, this is Greg Kurstin. Give it up for Greg Kurstin. Thank you very much for this award. Thank you to the Academy. Thank you to my record labels, XL and Sony. Thank you to my manager, Jonathan. I always get so nervous. And I'd like to thank Greg, because Greg kept coming to England for me to work with me, and I was really hard work this record. Had a very short attention span. And he would come to me in England so that I didn't have to leave my son, and yet you would leave your son and daughter. So thank you for your patience with me and for helping to create my favorite song I've ever done. So thank you, Greg.
So, okay. Thank you, Greg. And now she walks away from the mic, and Greg walks up to the mic.
Thank you, my mom and dad.
Seamless production, Grannies. Well done.
And you can hear him faintly say, thanks to mom and dad. And then they get the big giant hook and pull him off stage. And listen, dude, this guy wrote the best song of the year, according to the Grammys, and they don't let him speak.
I know.
Listen to the boos that they got.
We the people are ready for this.
And they moved on to the next thing. Poor guy.
You know, I was... It was pretty funny because Chance the Rapper won a couple of things last night. And boy, was the exit music leash short on that dude or what?
And he was
he barely got anything out. He was trying to thank God.
It was all about God.
And all that. And then they start playing that music. Boy, Queen Bee gets up there. She could have read the Encyclopedia Britannica and they weren't playing that damn music.
Did you see what she was holding?
Oh,
it was
like
a gold-plated something that Moses had, you know, as he was announcing the Ten Commandments.
A scripted speech, and she was not going to hear any exit music.
The Prince tribute was pretty awesome. It was funny because the Time got up there. And
dude, awesome.
They were
so good. Did you see that, Michael?
Yeah. I did.
So the Time gets up there. They do their hit.
Two hits,
yeah. You. I think I wanna know you. I got to say, the bit that Morris Day does with the mirror is one of the funniest things in the history of
music. Name?
I forget.
The guy with the mirror.
Jerome.
Yeah.
Yeah, holds the mirror up to make sure he's looking.
Now Jerome.
Yeah.
Make sure he's looking good during the song. It's such a great bit. So they do their two songs. And then, of course, who do you get to honor Prince but, of course, Bruno Mars? Now, Bruno Mars did something I thought very bold. They did Let's Go Crazy, but he dressed just like Prince.
Mm-hmm.
And he pulled it off. You know, sometimes that can look a little schlocky, but again,
he's a slightly built fella.
What is he, 5'5"?
Maybe.
He's Hawaiian, by the way. Is that Hawaiian's greatest musical gift now that Don Ho is...
I don't know.
Nobody will
ever... Don't underestimate Don Ho.
Nobody will ever surpass Don Ho.
A ukulele. That's it.
A ukulele is a pretty legitimate axe.
No, it's not. But not only does he dress...
Don Ho was on the Brady Bunch.
He was.
The Brady Bunch?
Mm-hmm. But Bruno Mars dressed like him, and he had the Prince guitar, or at least
Prince
some sort of...
kind of kinky hair, too.
He did. He had the purple suit on, he had the scarf, he had the white guitar and all that.
The Sign of the Times guitar.
And who knew... Michael, he's not only is he playing,
he's dancing.
I mean, he's playing. I thought the guitar was a prop. I thought Bruno Mars, I didn't think he did anything except get out there and dance and sing very well. Holy cow.
I mean, he ain't Jimi Hendrix, but this was admirable for him to pull this off.
So he plays rhythm and lead.
Yeah,
clearly not his main instrument. But.
No, but the fact that he even attempted it, he didn't have to do this.
No, not at all. It's very cool.
See if we can get to the end here. Pumping the guitar, you know.
Not bad.
Dude.
Yeah, not bad.
Again, who knew?
He, you know what? I bet he probably had somebody working with him and practice his ass off to get that part down
for a long time. Just playing rhythm on that song was enough for me. I was like, God, I didn't know he could do that.
I did have a feeling, though. I'm like, okay, it's not a prop. He's actually playing the rhythm. He's actually playing that.
And by the way, effortlessly, not looking at the neck. Cool. I mean, just.
But I did have a feeling. It's like, he's going to try to pull this freaking solo off. And it's going to be good, because he's just one of those guys, you know, he's going to get up there. He's not going to do it unless it's going to be decent.
Yeah.
Better than decent.
I'll bet you if you look into his background, though, he's one of those guys that plays everything.
Exactly. He is Prince, just like Prince.
And has all his life.
That Tribe Called Quest thing.
The Resistance.
The Resistance was pretty fierce. I kind of am a new fan of Anderson .Paak. So he was back
there.
Yeah,
he's great, man.
So he's playing drums on this.
Him and his bass player.
Anderson .Paak! Clap your hands, y'all. Clap your hands, y'all. Hey, hey, hey. I don't want to move backwards. No. Somebody just give me direction. I don't want to move backwards.
I hope I'm legendary style of rap and song. A fix to the earth like my feet, they got clean socks. Moving back to never, that was never the plan. Pushing it along where the students in the backwards.
I just went around without a care. When I stopped, I felt lost. I'm 2 heels from the top tier. What'd it take to be boss?
Is this what he typically does, Mino? Do you know?
I figured it out somewhere. Maybe the answer's not
so he's a drummer by trade, maybe?
Songs, yeah.
Does he?
He has a song called Come Down, which is really good.
I don't want to move backwards.
I like the way he was dressed, which was minimalist. I mean, he...
I thought William Bell and Gary Clark Jr. were one of the big highlights of the night, doing Born Under a Bad Sign.
That was very, very cool.
A killer version of it. No consequence. And boy, he didn't try to over blues play. It sounded like B.B. King. Like his style, the way he played those solos, it sounded like freaking B.B. King.
I honestly thought that they were going to bring him out to play the Prince solo. Like, I thought, I was like, because I
that
didn't.
That would have been a good idea.
I didn't think, I had no idea that he was going to try to pull that off. Yeah. And then when I was like, wow, they're really not going to pull Gary Clark out. Probably do that in his sleep.
It was cool, man. If you can climb the mountain of 4 hours plus, if you include the red carpet, it's not a bad ride these days, the Grammys.
Nope.